Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
We have been following the story around the United Kingdom and the fact that they are limiting sales of arms to Israel, the reaction around that, and the fact that they are funding UNRWA as well. They have agreed to start refunding UNRWA. Well, Stephen Silverman is the Director of Investigations and Enforcement at the Campaign Against Antisemitism. Stephen, a very good morning to you. Thank you for joining us. How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm fine, thanks. Good morning.
Good morning. So can you tell us, first of all, what is the impact of the revoking of certain licenses?
Well, I'm not sure about the impact in terms of Israel. My understanding is that it represents about 10% of the licenses that are granted, and it's for components that Israel can easily source elsewhere. The impact is the message that this sends both to Israel, which is meant to be an important ally of the UK, and to the Jewish community within the UK, because this decision, quite frankly, is obscene. On the day that some of the hostages that were murdered in cold blood by Hamas were buried, the British government broadcast to its Western allies that they should not be supplying Israel with the arms that it needs to fight in order to save the hostages and defeat Hamas. And it is just an utterly obscene decision. And it is just another of the decisions that have been made by this government with regard to Israel that completely undermine the community's confidence that it had gradually built up in what this iteration of the Labour Party would look like.
Mm. I read earlier today that there's a special bus service between, Golders Green and Stamford Hill, or one of those, in order to protect Jews from anti-Semitism, and the mayor of London saying, well, you know, of course, and it's a wonderful thing, effectively, because we need to protect our Jewish residents. But the absurdity, the fact that this is needed, that this is required in a city of London, that Jews have their own transport system in order to avoid hate and prejudice and violence is an absurdity. Why are they not joining these dots?
Well, it's a good question. And I mean, first thing to say about that particular bus service is, of course, at a time of heightened hatred towards Jewish people, those Jews who are easily identifiable as Jews, so here we're talking about the Haredi community, are probably most vulnerable. And that bus service links to large Haredi communities in London. So, you know, they are particularly vulnerable. But why aren't people joining the dots? I think what we are seeing is a mixture of things here. We are seeing a combination of issues. We are seeing the result of a toxic form of identity politics that has divided the world cruelly into the oppressed and the crudely into the oppressed and the oppressor, and has placed Jews and Israel on the basis of anti-Semitic tropes in the category of the oppressor. And of course, you know, it is valid to hate the oppressor. So that is happening. I think too many of our politicians are now in thrall to that form of identity politics. We're seeing it's a gesture. If you look at what's happened with the suspension of the arms licenses, it's just politics, because it'll have little effect on Israel's ability. We understand, based on what Israel said to wait, but what it does do is it panders to those who would engage in sectarian politics in this country. And, you know, these are the things that are happening. And it's one of a number of decisions that have been really disappointing since in the few weeks, really, since this government came to power. I mean, it was particularly offensive the way our Foreign Secretary, David Lammy, who announced this decision in Parliament, visited Israel last week, I believe it was, put on a lapel pin in solidarity with the hostages when meeting Israeli officials and took it off when meeting Palestinian officials. So, you know, there is no, it feels like there is no moral integrity here. And what is important is to appeal to the people whose votes it needs.
Well, because I saw yesterday, I think it was yesterday, that Jeremy Corbyn has joined with a whole bunch of very, very virulently anti-Israel characters. And I just wonder when you see that, if perhaps this is not an attempt by the Labour Party to pull in some of the more left-leaning or anti-Israel elements of the Labour Party, rather than lose them to a Jeremy Corbyn. What's your thoughts on that?
Well, look, I mean, we can't know for certain, but I think we can speculate, and it's certainly not an unreasonable theory, because, you know, one of the biggest stories that came out of the general election was this horrible rise in sectarianism in our politics. Mm. The fact that we had people, independent MPs, being elected purely on a single issue, that issue being a war that is being waged thousands of miles away and has no impact directly on British life, is quite astonishing. And some of these MPs that were elected have records of horribly inflammatory language, and at bringing this obsession with Gaza into Parliament. So, you know, this is deeply concerning, and it is entirely possible that what we are seeing is the government trying to perform a balancing act of not going too far, yet still trying to appease these people with views that, quite frankly, have no business being appeased.
Yeah, and the possibility that they're testing the water, that they wanted to see what, I mean, that's a very cynical view, obviously, but that they wanted to see what the reaction to this type of decision is. Is that a possibility?
It's certainly a possibility. And if that's the case, hopefully they've been somewhat taken aback by the ferocity of the reaction.
I was going to ask you that. We've seen reaction here as far as South Africa, but we also see the articles we want to see. So I just wondered what the reaction has been across the United Kingdom on this.
Well, look, you know, we know from surveys that only 6% of British Jews do not identify as Zionist, and the only people who appear to be expressing deep outrage and concern are the people who appear to be attached to that 6%. We're also hearing things like, you know, the American government is deeply concerned by what has happened. There is huge outrage, and the chief rabbi made a statement about this that I think the overwhelming majority of the British Jewish community is fully behind. This ultimately, you know, and this can't be said strongly enough, this is a war that Israel didn't want to fight, but it is a war between for civilization against utter barbarity of the like that we rarely see. And to even make a token gesture of impeding the right of the world's only Jewish state to defend itself against a genocidal enemy that has sworn not to stop until basically it's eradicated Jews from the Middle East is simply astonishing on the part of one of its allies. And that has resounded around the Jewish community, both within the UK, and it appears beyond as well.
Most certainly. Stephen Silberman, Director of Investigations and Enforcement at the Campaign Against Anti-Semitism. Thank you for the work that you do, and thank you for chatting to us.